This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Or to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Thank you for making us the number one and number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. We appreciate that. And again, we are broadcasting into 141 cities as well as 53 countries abroad. And we thank you. A matter of fact, I'd love to hear some hear from some folks outside of the United States of America. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to go ahead and take Dan calling in from Ohio right now, and I'm going to get to my main topic. I've got much to show you and much to share with you. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Dan. How are you, my friend?
Fantastic, Bradley. Hey, I want to bring up a few points. Notice how the Republicans, all they talk about is all this nonsense. They never bring up the mask and the tyranny that's brought on the American public.
No, they're both playing along with it. Both sides are playing along with it, of course, because they are all subject to their masters, and we know who their masters are because what they're handing off to the CDC and Bill Gates and the Department of Health, which is completely illegal in this country, is a pretended authority. And it's interesting because we're seeing it come from these people rather than from our said representatives who are pretending and playing along with the clowns in the circus of politics, or should I say it this way, the powers that are tolerated.
Right. And Deborah Birx last year, she was Fauci's assistant. She made the statement. She said, look, we need corporate America to enforce these COVID mandates. So basically, that was to make the Trump administration look good while corporate America was being funded through all of this money that was being paid to all these corporations and all this money. So they were getting money handed to them to enforce tyranny on the American public.
Of course they were.
And Bradley, let's look at something else, okay? So last year when they had the all the money that got paid out, let's look at three of the biggest people who got money from the federal government: Google, Facebook, and Apple. And they've been responsible for all this censoring, but the Trump administration, our federal government, was giving them billions of dollars to destroy freedom of speech through electric media.
Yep. Well, that's exactly what's going on, and it's still going on. And the best that we get is a Trey Gowdy or a Ted Cruz grilling big tech companies. But I would ask all those that are entertained by these clowns in the circus of politics that have sold you out, Luke 22:48, what has been the resolve? Absolutely nothing but appeasement. That's all they do. They're just there putting on a show to appease the American people that Trey or Ted's got this. In fact, friends, they're selling you down the river. And we're in some dangerous times right now, but you are spot on, Dan. I got a question for you, Dan. What do you suppose, from your perspective, is the resolve to the issues that we face in this country?
I don't know. I mean, I think we just we need to stand up to this. Can I share a couple times I've stood up and kind of turned it back on people?
Yes, please make it quick though, because I got to hit my topic. But I want to hear it.
I'll go
Dan.
Real quick. Okay, so I went and got my car worked on a couple days ago, and everybody's in there wearing a mask, and I don't wear a mask anywhere. I even went and got license plates and didn't wear a mask because they don't say anything to you, but everybody's afraid, and they look at you like, look at them. But anyways, I was getting my car serviced. Well, this lady was staring a hole through me, and I could feel it. And, you know, she's just ready to go off on me, and she's fumbling with her mask and fumbling. Well, anyways, they call me at the same time they call her. Well, she's up there after I watched her fumble with her mask, And she's getting ready to pick up a pen and touch stuff. And I says, ma'am, I said, can you please, will you please go in the restroom and wash your hands? I said, you're spreading everything that's on your mask all over everything. I said, you're a virus spreader. I said, your mask, you've been handling it. Yep. And we just have to turn it around on these people. And the other thing I've said, and this is the last thing, is, you know, I had a guy tell me one time, he goes, where's your mask at? And I said, well, I don't need to wear a mask. And he's like, oh, no, you have to. I said, well, who said you got to wear a mask? And he said, well, Dr. Fauci. I said, well, he ain't my doctor.
That's
and
right.
I said, well, no, he ain't my doctor. But, Bradley, just imagine if last year the American people would have stood up to the mask. Instead of saying it was just a mask, it never would have got to this point.
They were just being tested, Dan. That's all they were. That's why they when they said just wear the mask for 2 weeks, it's like anything else the government says. Just do it, or if we do it, it's just going to be for a short time. Do you remember, what was it, in 2001? I could be wrong on that year. I could stand corrected on that. But you remember the Afghan war was just going to last 6 months and we're still there? Isn't that crazy? It's the same thing with the mask in comparison. Oh, just keep it on for 2 weeks. They just wanted to test the people to see if they believed the lies that were being perpetrated or promulgated upon them. And they took the bait. And now look, did it stop with the mask? Nope. Did it go for 2 weeks? Nope. Now we're talking about vaccinations. Now we're talking about vaccine passports. Why? Because they've been encouraged by the ignorance and the stupidity of the American people to go along with it. Let me add something to that, Dan, and I'll give you the last word here. Chemical cocktail found in face masks. Someone just posted this just a couple minutes ago. Breathing in carcinogens, allergens, and synthetic microfibers in these masks. Okay, there's much more, but this is just a real quick take on what's inside of those masks. Outside of the fact, again, that the manufacturers say they do not prevent COVID-19. So, for goodness sakes, why is anybody pretending at this point, Dan?
I know. I mean, I got a guy I work with, and he's been all upset because he hasn't been able to get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and everybody at work is like, don't get it, don't get it. Well, then I told him yesterday, I said, you know what? I said, it must be a blessing from God that you didn't get that vaccine because they've said it's dangerous in several different states. And you know what his response was? Well, that's okay. I'll just wait because the Moderna and the Pfizer is going to be a one shot, and that'll have the booster in it. These people can't even think right anymore, Bradley. But
yeah,
God bless you.
Thank you, Dan. Yeah, I was going to tell you too, Dan. Thank you for the call from Ohio. 1-866-582-9933. For those that weren't paying attention this last week, we had MSNBC legal analyst. She died from the vaccine. And then we had popular rapper DMX. He died, I believe it was a week after he took his vaccination. And isn't it interesting how all these globalists and all these governors and mayors are getting on TV and taking their shots. Why do they have to do that? But see, friends, let's take it a step further. Let's not take them for face value because they've been caught lying every step of the way. They're not taking the shots. Isn't it interesting how many people are actually succumbing to one of these 400 adverse side effects? But the globalists aren't. Those that are playing along with the New World Order, how come they're not having side effects? Isn't that interesting how that works? Well, here, let me show you something. And you know what? I'll tee it up. I want to show you a couple things, friends. And I will give you the narration on it. But if you're on a social media platform on sonsoflibertymedia.com, on the right side of the page, join us on social media platforms. Or on Before It's News, go ahead and click on social media platforms. I'm going to show you some videos that expose as to what, in fact, is happening. They're fake needles with a spring on them, friends. And you can clearly see this happening. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Okay, so, hey folks, I just want to remind you that we're going to be protesting in Minnesota here. If you want to protest in your backyard, we're going after Menards for their Gestapoisms and their fascism. And so if you'd like to be a part of that, please give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. We already have friends in Michigan that are going to simultaneously do as well as what we're doing here in the state of Minnesota concerning protest the wrongs and righting the wrongs. And I also wanted to let you know we're getting phone calls from South Dakota, a bunch of people from Minnesota, and the such. So if you'd like to be a part of it, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We're just challenging the American people, especially those in the state of Minnesota right now, to see who really does love their freedoms so much so that they're willing to actually fight for it. Let's show the world how much we love God. Let's show the people in this country how much we love them, but actually standing up and fighting for them. Now, without further ado, friends, I want to get over to this because, you know, we see this over and over and over again, this political theater coming down from these globalists, these politicians, right? And isn't it interesting how they're all in it together, in concert, Isaiah 28, verse 18. Both the left and the right, which is unconstitutional, all pretending together. Why? It shows you that they are in unison to who they work for. And it's exactly what's happening. But what's interesting, to me anyways, is the fact that there's so many of these people that they've just got to prove the point and they got to get on television and they got to take their shots. Well, what's interesting is how many of these individuals have actually, well, have led you to believe that they're taking their shots when in fact they're not taking their shots at all. Now, if you're on social media platforms right now, there's a short 22-second video that is showing you how it's done. It's a fake syringe. It has a spring on the end of the needle. And what it does is when you push the plunger down, it pushes the liquid inside of it back into the handle. Okay? So again, it's all political theater being played out in front of our faces. Okay? So again, when we notice that all of these globalists within the United States as well as without taking their shots, how is it that there's no adverse side effects? Well, if you pay attention, again, the devil's always found within the details. You can see there's no needle in many cases. When they pull the syringe out, the needle's missing. Or I'm going to show you another video on social media platform even now that was just given to me this morning concerning that of Gretchen Whitmer and her daughter getting their shots. I'm just going to go ahead and play this. There's no audio to it, but if you're on social media platforms, you can actually watch as to how this is going to be played out, okay? And what you're going to see is he's playing a news clip right now, and I'm just teeing it up live. And what you're going to see is them poking in the needle that has a spring on it. You'll see, and the individual taking or giving the shot, administering the shot, you can tell that she's kind of a little nervous. She's just trying to get this over with because she knows all the well that she's deceiving the people. This is not theory. If you watch the video, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. It allegedly goes in. There's a clear liquid. You can see no liquid. Not saying there's no liquid there. But all of a sudden, the needle allegedly goes into the arm. The one administering the syringe, the needle into the arm, right? All of a sudden jerks her hand down, and it slides down her arm a little bit. Now, if there would have been a needle in her arm, she couldn't have done that. That would have never happened. I hope you understand what I'm telling you. If you're watching this on social media platforms right now, you can clearly see that there's no needle. When she pulls this syringe from the lady in the kid's arm, I'm talking about Gretchen Whitmer and her child, she pulls the needle back and the needle disappears. See, they're doing this in plain sight, trusting that you're not going to pay attention. And then she begins to wiggle the end of it, as you can clearly see that there's no needle at all. See what happened? She realized that the needle itself got stuck inside of the syringe. So she kind of dropped it a little bit. And again, if there was no needle, or if there was a needle, in fact, she couldn't have pulled it down the way that she did. There's clearly no needle that was injected into Gretchen Whitmer's arm or her daughter's. Now, you can call it what you will, but you can see it for yourself. If you have to see it to believe it, it doesn't take a genius to figure out, friends, what we're looking at right now. There is clearly no needle when she pulls it back. Clearly no needle. Okay? Now, this is not the first time we've seen this. We've seen this several times before. Matter of fact, we have Christine Elliott in Ontario. She's the alleged minister of health in charge of the health care of 14 million people. If you're on social media platforms, you can go ahead and see this one as well. I'm playing it even now. It's absolutely amazing, friends, that they take us for a bunch of fools. She's on television in October of 2019. She's being administered a shot. You can see that clearly there's a round plastic piece around it, giving the illusion that somehow or another there's some sort of bruise on her arm. And then the one administering the shot pulls back immediately. She doesn't push in a needle, okay? She doesn't pull out the needle. It's just giving you the illusion that everything is being done and they're leading the way in getting vaccinated or inoculated, when in fact, there's no truth to it, friends. You can clearly see no blood comes out, no nothing, because what's happening is these needles are sticking inside of these syringes. And again, friends, how many times do you need to be lied to before you finally figure out as to what's going on here? Now, hang on a second. I got David calling in from San Francisco. I'll take him, and then I'm going to jump topics. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, David. How are you, my friend?
Oh, howdy, Bradley. Hey, you know, I got my vaccination. First one was early February. My second one was early March. So I'm going on a month now since it happened, and I can tell you that the second one definitely hurt, but I didn't have any after effects, although I was surprised. There was a, after I had the vaccine, I all of a sudden realized that Donald Trump is the kindest, bravest, warmest, most wonderful human being I've ever known in my life. And, you know, he wants to take credit for the vaccine, so I'm kind of surprised that you're playing both sides of the fence.
Both sides? Hey, are you talking to Bradley from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com? Aren't I the problem child with the party affiliations? Aren't I the guy that stays on the middle way and holds to the Constitution? David, you must be thinking you're talking about someone else because you're talking about playing on both sides of the fence. Can you tell me where I have ever one time done that in 17 years of ministry on radio? One time.
Well, from the very beginning, weren't you siding with Trump?
Never.
It was an imaginary disease.
Never. Never. Well, no. Wait a second. Going back to that, Donald Trump did say that they're trying to blow it out of proportion. I believe that was in March of last year, March 9th, and on March 17th when it came out and they seen the people were drinking the Kool-Aid and they began to push the propaganda on the people. Of course, the narrative's being dropped on the people by Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci, and they tried this 10 years ago and it failed miserably because the people weren't stupid enough to go along with it back then. But on March 17th, I believe it was Donald Trump that came out and said, I knew it was a pandemic. I knew it was a pandemic. So he was the one that was flip-flopping. I have never flip-flopped on this because I'm not foolish enough to listen to a word that the mainstream media has to say. All the more, I'm not foolish enough to believe anything that Bill Gates has to say when it comes to viruses and vaccines, especially when he's the one that's responsible for talking of lowering the world population by 3 billion. I'm not
well,
that foolish,
you know,
David.
I think I've probably mentioned to you that I think that this disease, the conspiracy, if there's a conspiracy involved in COVID, it's that it originated from pollution and that the polluted city of Wuhan, China, has no regulations, that they can just spew whatever kind of pollution they want, and that they can then sell all of the goods from that polluted city to everywhere in the world. And so the poor sweatshop workers, you know, like to start from the beginning, imagine you're a bug. It's trying to survive in a polluted world of Wuhan, China, and you're eaten by a bat. And that bat then gets sold to some wet market in Wuhan, China, where the poor sweatshop workers can't afford to buy a steak once in a while. They have to live on bat meat.
Yeah.
And so the idea that it got metastasized from pollution and that the corporation that spewed the pollution that caused this.
Wow.
The conspiracy is what corporation caused this brand new disease.
But we played some video last week by Dr. Martin that was showing you that the Chinese are playing the blame game by blaming Americans, and Americans are blaming Chinese, but yet both are profiting from the vaccinations. As a matter of fact, I can take it a step forward. I have a hard break coming up. David, I like you. I really do, but I just think you're seriously misguided. And
if there's a corporation that caused this, that's the one that we should be targeting. China is not a communist country. China is a sweatshop rental ground.
Whoa.
And that they pretend to be communist.
Got a hard break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Whoa. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side. Got more to cover.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. President Biden has released his $1.5 trillion budget request. It mainly focuses on education, health care, housing, and environmental protection. He's now asking Republicans to listen to what he's offering before they automatically say no to him.
We're going to work on it, see if we get some bipartisan support across the board here, but that's what we're about to do now. We're going to talk about our economic priorities and we get the brief from the team.
Senate Republicans say it doesn't include enough funding for defense. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, who's under a federal investigation for alleged sex trafficking, spoke at former President Trump's Miami Golf Club on Friday.
I won't be intimidated by a lying media, and I won't be extorted by a former DOJ officials and the crooks he is working with. The truth will prevail.
This is USA Radio News. President Biden has set up a panel to consider some changes to the Supreme Court. One of the questions they're exploring is, should the Supreme Court have more than 9 justices? A bipartisan commission of law professors and former Justice Department officials will be considering many different aspects of the Supreme Court, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
They will also be looking at the court's role in the constitutional system, the length of service and turnover of justices on the court.
She says the commission will have a report for President Biden in about 6 months after convening.
That will, of course, impact his thinking moving forward. But he wants smart legal experts, people who have been thinking about these issues for decades, to have a discussion and a debate.
Buckingham Palace says Prince Harry will travel to England to attend a private funeral for his grandfather next weekend. Prince Philip passed away on Friday at the age of 99. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to take this phone call. I'm having my guys look something up really quick, and I think I just got it. And I want you to listen to it, but I'm going to take John from Alabama in just a second here. Hang on. You guys got that teed up? Okay, here, I'm going to take this call, and I'm going to make sure that it's still loading on my end. Thank you, guys. John from Alabama, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hello. I just wanted to talk a bit about Joe Rogan. Have you heard of that guy?
Why do I care about Joe Rogan, John? Really?
Well, because he's not real.
Oh, okay,
he's
great. Watch your mouth. See ya, John. What do I care about Joe Rogan? He sits on television, gets $100 million because they know what he's helping to promote. He sits and drinks and he talks like a femme to his guests. Half the time, they don't even know how to tell the truth. And I should say, out of the experience that I've had, John from Alabama, I think I've watched 2 little short pieces of him, and that's all I can handle, as he's getting drunk on the radio. Why do you think they're promoting him? Why do you think they're promoting those that promote lawlessness in the country and stupidity and vanity? Because they know that they want to continuously keep the people down and dummy down to desensitize them. I get a guy just calling in from Alabama and says, hey, I want to talk about Joe Rogan. Well, why don't you call Joey? Boy, I've watched the guy twice. Give me a break. What a joke. Just vanity, vain, empty, worthless talk. He brings these people on his show, and it's like, who cares about, why is this guy getting a $100 million contract, which, by the way, was canceled? Are people entertained by watching a bald dude that talks like a femme get drunk on camera? Is that appealing somehow? Again, it reminds me of Howard Stern. What a filthy, filthy, filthy animal. What a filthy soul. And that guy's a millionaire 100, 200, 300 times over because of the American people buying from his sponsors. Shame on you. Why is America in trouble? John, I strongly suggest you find something else to do with your time rather than try to figure out Joe Reagan or Rogan or whatever his name is. Give me a break. Wow. I want to do this. We just had David call in from San Francisco. I sincerely like David. I sincerely like the guy. He's seriously misled. He lives in San Francisco, if that helps anybody understand what I'm trying to say. Hopefully it's a little easier to understand when I say he's from San Francisco. Oh, my goodness. But he's talking about, he's very creative. What an imagination, right? No question about it, about China and where this virus came from, which, by the way, there's different strains of it. It's just insane. Well, here, David, here, I'm going to do you a favor, and I'm going to do a favor to all my listeners, because I'm giving you the qualified, I'm giving you the voice of the doctors that are qualified to tell you what's being censored right now by big tech companies, illegally, might I add. And I want you to go ahead and listen to this, and if you're on a social media platform, you get to watch this. So go ahead and give me the count.
Developer of linguistic genomics, which was,
can you go ahead and turn that up, please?
On which you could determine the intent of communication.
I'm doing my best to get this in scope for my viewers.
But we've also used that technology for a number of other applications in defense and intelligence and finance, and most notably in the early 2000s. My company,
is that as loud as it goes?
For bringing down what was at the time.
Okay, listen to this, friends.
Frauds in U.S. history. We maintained a series of inquiries into every...
Listen carefully.
Every organization and every company that is involved in anything that either blurs the line of biological and chemical weapons or crosses that line.
Listen carefully.
We have 168 countries. In 1999, there were 1 million patents digitized by IBM. And those 1 million patents were the first time human innovation had been put into an electronic digital searchable format. We took that information and we did a very simple exercise using our linguistic genomics technology, where I made the horrific assessment that approximately 1/3 of all patents filed in the United States were functional forgeries.
Forgeries.
Meaning that while they had linguistic variations, they actually covered the same subject matter. In 1999, patents on coronavirus started showing up. And thus began the rabbit trail.
Forgeries, David.
Panic grips Hong Kong as a deadly new virus sweeps through the city. In 2003, the Center for Disease Control saw the possibility of a gold strike. And that was the coronavirus outbreak that happened in Asia. They saw that a virus they knew could be easily manipulated was something that was very valuable, and in 2003 they sought to patent it. And they made sure that they controlled the proprietary rights to the disease, to the virus.
They controlled the patents, David.
And all of the measurement of it. We know.
CDC claims ownership.
That Ralph Baer, that the Center for Disease Control, and the laundry list of people who wanted to take credit for inventing coronavirus were at the hub of this story. From 2003 to 2018, they controlled 100% of the cash flow that built the empire around the industrial complex.
It's all pre-planned, created.
The organization has officially named the
David C. Martin.
The coronavirus is a pandemic, an international public health emergency.
Well, we know that the coronavirus manipulation started with Dr. Ralph Baric in 1999.
The major characteristics of SARS, MERS, and SARS coronavirus 2, it's a good way...
Ralph Baric is the researcher at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, who's famous for his chimeric coronavirus research. In 2002, there was a recognition that the coronavirus was seen as an exploitable mechanism for both good and ill.
All created.
On April the 25th, 2003, the U.S. Center for Disease Control filed a patent on the coronavirus transmitted to humans. Under 35 U.S. Code Section 101, nature is prohibited from being patented. Either SARS, coronavirus, was manufactured, therefore making a patent on it legal, or it was natural, therefore making a patent on it illegal. If it was manufactured, it was a violation of biological and chemical weapons, treaties, and laws. If it was natural, filing a patent on it was illegal. In either outcome, both are illegal. In the spring of 2007, the CDC filed a petition with the Patent Office to keep their application confidential and private. They actually filed patents on not only the virus, but they also filed patents on its detection and a kit to measure it. Because of that, CDC...
It's totally controlled.
They had the ability to control who was authorized and who was not authorized to make independent inquiries into coronavirus. You cannot look at the virus.
Listen.
You cannot measure it. You cannot develop a test kit for it. And by ultimately receiving the patents that constrained anyone from using it, they had the means, they had the motive, and most of all, they had the monetary gain from turning coronavirus from a pathogen to profit.
Do you hear, David?
Making and owning
it's all created.
The coronavirus vaccine has become a biotech arms race with political overtones.
This vaccine gold rush is starting to bother me. Gold rush. Let's keep that in mind.
And so somewhere between 2012 and 2013, something happened. The federal funding for research that was feeding into places like Harvard, Emory, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, that funding suddenly became impaired by something that happened at the NIH, where the NIH got this little tiny moment of clarity and said, I think something we're doing is wrong. And in 2013, the NIH said, gain-of-function research on coronavirus should be suspended.
It's all a controlled narrative.
The National Institutes of Health had a moral and social and potentially legal reason to object to research. But the letters that were sent to the researchers essentially said, you are receiving notice that we're telling you to stop.
Listen.
And now on the bottom of the page, we're going to clarify what stop means. Keep going. But when the heat gets hot...
Listen, David.
...2014 and 15, what do? You offshore the research. You fund the Wuhan Institute of Virology to do the stuff that sounds like it's getting a little edgy with respect to its morality and legality. But do you do it straightway? No. You run the money through a series of cover organizations to make it look like you're funding a U.S. operation, which then subcontracts with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The U.S. could say, China did it. China could say, the U.S. did it.
Listen, David.
The cool thing is, both of them are almost telling the truth.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure you heard that, David, because that was from a qualified doctor. That is Dr. David Martin, who's being censored on a global basis for telling the American people, for telling the people on a global basis that is completely manufactured. It's a controlled narrative every step of the way, and it is a fraud. It's a fraud. Okay? I don't know why we're still having this conversation, friends. The fact of the matter is there's a reason it's called the experimental vaccination. You know, it's interesting, David, and I want to finish this point here. The CDC reported just recently that there's been a 6,000% increase in deaths after vaccinations. This is from January 21 to March 21. 6,000% increase in deaths after vaccines. How come we haven't heard a word from the mainstream media concerning those deaths? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to have some updates coming up over the next couple days, but again, I want to remind you that we are going to be doing a protest at Menards in Buffalo, Minnesota. If you're here locally, please give us a call, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. We're going to be doing this lawfully and respectfully, according to law, okay? And the fact of the matter is it's all going to be filmed. If you are going to do this simultaneously across the country, please let us know. 1-866-233-0747. I also wanted to let you know, please go over, just let me take a moment, please, because people ask me this all the time. If you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, okay, there's a sonsoflibertyradio.com. I have two different sites. When you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, it will bring you to who we are, what it is that we've done over the last 23 years. When you scroll down just a little bit on that page, you'll go down to the Sons of Liberty videos. When you go to the right side, just in the middle of the page, click onto that little icon, and it will bring you to Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble. We're going to be broadcasting live through a live feed on Rumble this up and coming week. We're going to pick them up, and they're picking us up, and we totally appreciate it, and we appreciate working with them. But when you go over to that site, this is all of our live feeds over here, okay? And when you look at the top right, it says subscribe. Subscribe, friends. over on sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's where our live feed's going to be. We're always over at sonsoflibertymedia.com. I don't mean to confuse this. I just mean to direct you and navigate the site so you know where to find us. And again, if you subscribe on Rumble, keep in mind we're starting all over again because YouTube pulled our stuff, 3 months ago now, and we're still waiting for more of our information to come back from them, from our attorneys. And they just kind of take their grand old time. But it's interesting, friends, that we have other opportunities coming up. I believe Bright Eon's going to be doing a live feed as well. We talked with Mike Adams not too long ago. We'll see how that transpires. But we're going to be on many more social media platforms. And I'll tell you what, friends, the way that Facebook has attacked this ministry is second to none. I shared with you last week, we have 774,000 friends, right, which has dropped probably about 5,000 because they don't let anybody like the page anymore. But what's interesting to note, friends, on many of these articles that are sent out, less than 100 people are reached out of 774,000. So what they like to do is they like to attack and censor. They call it throttling. They love to censor and suppress outlets that are telling the truth like this one. If we weren't telling the truth, exposing them for who they are, Luke 12:2, they would not be attacking us the way that they are. Facebook, we shut off Twitter some time ago. They were worthless since day one. YouTube has shut us off, and it's all over the coronavirus pandemic. They want a one-sided narrative, and we will have nothing to do with it. And I'm talking about sonsoflibertyradio.com in the morning show with Tim Brown and mine on the afternoon, 5 days a week, 2 to 3 Central Standard Time, and Saturdays 2 to 4 across the country. Tim is on at 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Okay, I just wanted to navigate that for you. And again, let me remind you one more time before I hand this over. When you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can go to the contact button and you can say that you want to be a part of what's coming up, not this Saturday, which is today, obviously, but next Saturday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are going to be protesting Menards. We're going to let them know we're not going to put up with their fascism anymore in our backyard. Okay? Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the contact and let us know as well, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Now, what I'm going to do really quick, I had several topics to cover, but I've always said that if you call in, I'm going to make it your show. That is if we stick to the topic, right? Johnny hasn't figured that out in Alabama for some reason or another. He wants to talk about Joe Rogan. This isn't the Joe Rogan show. I don't know that Joey's got a show anymore, but I'm just not impressed at all. Matter of fact, what I did watch by accident the other day, it pulled up. I was totally unimpressed. Like, what is going? Is it his haircut? He's bald-headed. Is it because he's getting drunk with his guest, and his guest in that particular case didn't know how to tell the truth? And I know he didn't know how to tell the truth. And people are taken with this. I seriously am embarrassed for people, man, and what they put up with. But anyways, friends, with all that said, I'm going to bring up my bride, and she's going to share with you the importance of keeping us out there. As you know, that this ministry is not a begging ministry. For those that do support us, thank you very much. But I'm here to tell you we can do a lot more than what we're doing right now. And I know that Stephanie, my bride, would probably have something to say about that in particular, probably, well, in a sense of saying you need to slow your roll a little bit. But listen, we get to sleep for eternity, and the Bible's clear when it says we need to redeem the time for the days are evil. And that's exactly my end aim here. I want to stand before the Lord on that day, friends, and say, Lord, did I do more than what you had planned for me? I mean, isn't that the way we should be looking at this, more than just, you know, enter into the joy of the Lord? You know, praise God for that. No question about it. But I want to do more. I want more grace to do more than what he actually had me planned out to do, as if to suggest he didn't already know that I would ask that in the first place. But when he says things like, call unto me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things and what you know not, listen, I want to see the God of Moses. I want to see the God of David. And if we want to see the God of Moses and we want to see the God of David, then we better do what Moses and David did. And what is that? They followed the Christ. Every single time. So I'm going to give it over to my bride, and I will be back in just a second.
Well, you know, honestly, there's no question about the fact that we are in serious times, we are in perilous times, and what we do in this moment is not only going to define what our children are going to have to deal with, but for generations to come, our posterity as well. I was just putting together our newsletter here today, and you think about what's going on. We need to take a stand together as a nation and say no more. That's why Bradley's talking about this protest in Buffalo, Minnesota. So please, the more people that come out and join us, the bigger stand that we'll make. If you're one of those people who's thinking, I don't know that I'd really do that, listen, if you complain about the problem on Facebook, if you talk to your family about it, your friends about it, your coworkers, but all you do is complain and complain only and put no action to your faith, then you're only adding strength to tyranny, and you yourself are also a part of the problem because you're not taking action. You're not showing them your steel so they don't continue to push us back. We have to be aggressive in our Christianity. We have to be aggressive in our walk. That's what we're called to do, is be on the offensive, not on the defense. And I think too many times we are on the defensive rather than pushing forward. If God be for us, quite frankly, in Jesus' name, who can be against us? And when I look at what we do here at the Sons of Liberty, and I look at literally day in and day out, and I was thinking about this because Bradley asked me to jump on here, and you know, said, think about what you're going to say. You know, a lot of people, they go to a job, and they go to a job from 9 to 5. And then when they're done with their job, they go home, and they forget about everything. They want an escape from their problems. They want an escape from what they're doing. But for us, ministry is literally 24/7. It's a lot of early mornings. It's late nights. Even when you're technically supposed to be doing something else, your mind is still upon it. So there's lots of things that really just kind of keep us going. But we know that right now what we do in this moment is going to make a huge impact for eternity. So we want you guys to partner together with us. And as Bradley mentioned, for those of you who support this ministry, we cannot tell you thank you enough. But for those of you who are on the sidelines, I remember the first sermon that Bradley ever preached was, it's gotta suck to be a spectator. And that was a great way of putting it, because if you're on the sidelines, you need to get in the game. Don't wait. Now is the time. Now is the moment. Actually, we had one supporter who sent us this little note, and I thought it was very fitting. She said, I thank God for you and your ministry. There's nothing more loving than the truth, and it is better to be divided in truth than united in error. Keep pressing on. Your walk sharpens the iron of others. Blessings. Kathy. So we thank you guys for your support. But for those of you who want to support our ministry, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the Spread the Word button. You will see why become a son or daughter of Liberty, the different levels of membership. Of course, you can choose whatever level or amount is right for you. But we are in this together, and we need your support to stay out there and to keep on keeping on. So again, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the Spread the Word button. Sign up today for either a one-time donation or a monthly donation that really helps to sustain the foundations of what we do to get out there and reach more people. So we appreciate it. We love you by what we do. I think we're coming up here in 57, about one more minute. But what I want to say too as well, with what we're doing, we do this on a 24/7 basis, as I was mentioning before, but it's something that we live, eat, breathe, drink, you know, whatever you want to say. But for those of you who are in our local area, please do come join us at Buffalo Menards from 9 to noon. And that will be coming up here this upcoming Saturday. So tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell the people who complain about everything, well, now the time is to put your money where your mouth is and keep on keeping on, because that's what we're doing here. And for those of you who want to book us, please do give us a call, 1-866-233-0747, to shake, rattle, and roll in your community. And like Bradley always says, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll see ya.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.